Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we take a look at the first reading, which is from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 2. Before I read that, I want to mention to you, today's the feast of Saints Joachim and Anne. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful couple. Let me read what St. John Damascene said about them. Although Scripture tells us nothing about Mary's parents, a tradition since the second century names them Anne and Joachim. According to the Proto-Evangelium of James, Anne and Joachim were childless. They separated to pray, begging God's mercy. An angel visited each in turn with God's promise of a child. Hastening to meet each other at the gates of the city, they embraced in their joy. Joachim and Anne, how blessed a couple! All creation is indebted to you, for at your hands the Creator was offered a gift excelling all other gifts, a chaste mother who alone was worthy of him. Joachim and Anne are two people that I can't wait to talk to see what all of this was like for them as their child grew, to see what God did, how he worked through the Blessed Mother. What a gift she is to us. And so today we honor Mary's parents, Joachim and Anne. May they be blessed forever for their willingness to be obedient to God and to bear such fruit for the glory of his name. In the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, then 7 to 8, and 12 to 13. This word of the Lord came to me. Go, cry out this message for Jerusalem to hear. I remember the devotion of your youth, how you loved me as a bride, following me in the desert in a land unsown. Sacred to the Lord was Israel, the first fruits of his harvest. Should any presume to partake of them, evil would befall them, says the Lord. When I brought you into the garden land to eat its goodly fruits, you entered and defiled my land. You made my heritage loathsome. The priests asked not, where is the Lord? Those who dealt with the law knew me not. The shepherds rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal, that's really by Satan, and went after useless idols. How many useless idols are there in our lives? How many pacts are being made today in league with Satan? Brothers and sisters, we live in a world that is so compromised, but our God is still so faithful and wants to help us, wants to change things, wants to bring us to a place of deep conversion so that he can bestow upon us all the graces that he wants to give us. We try to take care of ourselves. Thank you very much. I don't need your help. And we miss on the most powerful help of all, and help that will not just be for a time, but for all eternity. Let's open our hearts to him. I remember the devotion of your youth, how you loved me as a bride, following me in the desert in a land unsown. Sacred to the Lord was Israel, the first fruits of his harvest. Should any presume to partake of them, evil would befall them, says the Lord. When I brought you into the garden land to eat its goodly fruits, you entered and defiled my land. You made my heritage loathsome. I'm repeating this because I want you to hear this in relation to yourself. That we received all that God had for us when I brought you into the garden land to eat its goodly fruits. You entered and defiled my land. I don't want that, Lord. I want this. And I'm going to do anything it takes to get this, because this is what I want. I don't care what you want. We don't exactly say those words, but in effect, that's what we do over and over and over again. We choose for ourselves We choose for our own selfishness. How often before you make a decision do you genuinely seek the Lord? And I'm not talking about a token prayer. Oh, Hail Mary, full of grace. Hail Mary, full of grace is a beautiful prayer. But we can rattle it off and say, okay, accomplished, check that box off, I've prayed. No, no. You come before the Lord and you say, Lord, show me what you want me to see and understand. And then you pray a rosary. Pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Pray and say, Lord, I commend these prayers into your hands that you would give me wisdom to understand what it is you want. He does. But, oh, I'm too busy. I'm too busy. Yeah, yeah, I prayed. Yeah, yeah, I mentioned it to God at Mass last Sunday or something like that. I'm sure God hears that. I'm not eliminating that, but I'm not saying, but what I am saying is that each of us has to seriously take that God wants to lead us in the right path. He wants to bless us. It's just that our desires, our inclinations, our hunger, our thirst for certain things can cloud and overshadow the word of the Lord. So give God time. When you need to make decisions, when you need to take new direction, give God time. Pray. Ask him to show you the way, and he will. He said, you entered and defiled my land. You made my heritage loathsome. The priests asked not, where is the Lord? Those who dealt with the law knew me not. The shepherds rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after useless idols. How many useless idols do we have in our lives? Be amazed at this, O heavens, and shudder with sheer horror, says the Lord. Two evils have my people done. They have forsaken me, the source of living water. I'll take care of myself. I don't need God. I've heard people say that. And they have dug themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, that hold no water. Cistern was to hold water until it was needed. Cistern is broken. That means that any kind of infection or disease can creep into what's left of that broken cistern. And then we drink out of it. Draw the parallel to your own life. Many, many times we drink polluted water because we're not paying attention to the source from which we're drinking. It's enticing. Does it lead us closer to the Lord? Does it make us a better person? Today, with all the internet and all the accessibility to absolutely everything, it seems, do we make real choices about what we watch, what we listen to? Do we open ourselves to pollution? Examine your conscience, seriously. Examine your conscience. What am I doing? So often what people say is, oh, well, nobody will see. It doesn't matter. Nobody will see. God sees. And what you're doing, if it's evil, what you're doing is opening yourself to your own being polluted. The good fruit will not last. The water is polluted. Be amazed at this, O heavens, and shudder with sheer horror, says the Lord. Two evils have my people done. They have forsaken me, the source of living water, and they have dug themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. Psalm 36, with you is the fountain of life, Lord. It's from him we're to drink. Daily, Eucharist. Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, if possible. Receiving his body and blood, feeding on what genuinely nourishes. What are you feeding on? O Lord, your mercy reaches to heaven, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your justice is like the mountains of God, your judgments like the mighty deep. How precious is your mercy, O God. The children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They have their fill of the prime gifts of your house. From your delightful stream you give them to drink. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. Keep up your mercy toward your friends, your just defense of the upright of heart. Help us to continue. Help us to continue following the right path. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 10 to 17, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" And he said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted." So he starts out with stories that are parallel, but he starts out with the story to try and get their attention and to draw them. "To anyone who has more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away." And why is that? Because we have made choices against God. We've made choices to choose what we want rather than what God is offering us. And then when life gets difficult, we say, "Where's God?" You don't want to put yourself in a position of isolation from God and then expect that God is going to come and rescue you. He will. He would try. But your sin may block the action of God. You don't want that. Yes, we sin, but repent as quickly as you can. "To anyone who has more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, but lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted and I heal them.'" That's what God wants to do. But oh no, I want my life my way. And God is waiting to heal us. God's waiting to forgive us. And then Jesus says, "But blessed are your eyes because they see and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Brothers and sisters, the Lord has so much to give us, but we need to be in a posture asking him for grace, but we need to be in a posture of saying, "Lord, I want to hear. I want to hear. I want to hear what the truth is. I want to hear what you're asking of me. I want to put my own desires in second place, at least. I want to know what you want of me, and I want to follow you as much as I can. I'm a sinner, and I make big mistakes, but I want to follow you as much as I can. Please have mercy on me and help me." Pray that way. And may God give you all the grace that God desires to give. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.